Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin will jointly witness the opening ceremony for a nuclear energy cooperation project today. The event will happen via video link. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian says it's the largest nuclear energy cooperation project between China and Russia so far and represents a high level of cooperation between the two countries. China and Russia signed a strategic package of agreements on nuclear energy in June of 2018 to jointly build four units at two nuclear power plants in China. China has expressed strong opposition to U.S. destroyers sailing through the Taiwan Straits, saying the U.S. move will damage regional peace and stability. A spokesman of the People's Liberation Army's Eastern Theater Command says China's closely followed a U.S. warship's journey through the Straits and stands ready to deal with all threats and provocations. On Tuesday, the U.S. confirmed that the guided missile destroyer USS Curtis Wilbur conducted a routine transit through Taiwan Straits. Officials say a round of testing on the Tianhe Space Station core module has been completed. It's also entered an orbit to rendezvous with the Tianzhou 2 cargo spacecraft. China plans to complete the construction of its first ever space station by next year. The orbiter with China's first Mars mission is now in position over the red planet, allowing the country's Mars rover to send telemetry back to Earth for the first time on Monday. While still stationary on Mars, the Zhurong rover has been inspecting its surrounding environment, and all systems are working normally. The Tianwen-1 lander touched down on Saturday morning. The Nepali government's confirmed the presence of four variants of the coronavirus. The Nepali Health Ministry says the variants first discovered in India are more dangerous and infectious. The World Health Organization has also said that preliminary studies have shown that the Indian variant spreads more easily than other variants. So far, Nepal has reported more than 472,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19, with over 5,400 deaths. Israel's allowed fuel trucks to cross into Gaza, but turned away some trucks carrying essential humanitarian cargo. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs has called for sustained humanitarian access into Gaza for both staff and goods. Jens Lerke is the spokesman of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
We very much welcome the Israeli authorities' opening of Kiram Shalom crossing for essential humanitarian supplies. 9 days into the crisis. It is critical that the Erez crossing is also opening for the entry and exit of critical humanitarian staff.
Israel opened Gaza's main commercial crossing for the first time since the fighting broke out on May 10th. According to the UN, Israel said some of the trucks with humanitarian aid were turned away for security reasons. Lerke says electricity across Gaza is only available for 6 to 8 hours a day, and fuel is essential for electricity in Gaza as well as for pumping water. The Israeli army yesterday fired tear gas canisters and smoke bombs at demonstrators in a border town in Lebanon, injuring 5 people. Lebanese demonstrators on the border with Israel had raised Hezbollah flags and banners showing solidarity with Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. The Lebanese army was heavily deployed in the area along with peacekeepers from the UN interim force in Lebanon to prevent any potential escalation on the Lebanese side.